Brilliance Audio presents Hunt Them Down by Simon Gervais, performed by Bon Shaw. Chapter 1. Chicago, Illinois. Special Agent Pierce Hunt was pissed. Whoever at headquarters had the bright idea to embed a big-shot reporter like Luke Moore in his team was an idiot. He had enough on his mind without the additional chore of babysitting a prima donna. He shook his head in frustration. "We're 2 minutes out," Hunt said into the microphone of his PRC-126 as his driver cranked the wheel of the Dodge Durango and accelerated out of the final turn. Hunt and the rest of his Rapid Response Team, RRT, had flown in from Stafford, Virginia the night before. They were about to hit the stash of Ramon Figueroa, a mid-level associate of Valentina Mieles, also known as the Black Tosca, who controlled the heroin trade in the Albany Park neighborhood of Chicago. Intelligence indicated they would find over a quarter of a ton of pure heroin hidden in the warehouse. It was an incredible amount. In the last few years, the Black Tosca's cartel had gone from being a low-quality heroin producer to becoming the dominant Mexican drug cartel by refining opium paste into high-grade heroin that sold for much less than it used to. The other cartels quickly embraced the method, and in no time, unwitting people addicted to painkillers were switching to heroin because the prices were now lower than prescription pills. Chicago, one of the United States' largest interior cargo ports and the world's third-largest handler of shipping containers, had become a huge drug distribution center. With over 1 billion square feet of warehouse property, it offered the traffickers plenty of space to hide their products. "Are you nervous, Agent Hunt?" Moore asked. Hunt ignored him. The man was a real pain in the ass. "Agent Hunt, I asked if you were..." "Stop talking now or I'll tape your mouth shut," Hunt warned him. When the reporter didn't reply, he continued, "You stay in the truck. You don't move until I tell you to. Understood?" A quick look over his shoulder told Hunt the reporter wasn't used to being talked to like that. Still, the man nodded, which was the smart thing to do when flanked by two massive DEA special agents dressed in combat gear. There were 3 other agents in the Dodge Durango, and another 30 in 7 similar vehicles. Hunt knew them well, and trusted them to do their jobs and to watch each other's backs. 6 snipers were already in position, and had been trained on the target for the last 3 hours. Hunt checked on them one last time. "Sierra 1 from Alpha 1.
Go ahead for Sierra 1.
Sit rep, over. Sight is green.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?